This Farm Talk segment is brought to you by the North Dakota Corn Council, and we have Gene Henning, who is joining us with the council. Gene, let's talk a little bit about the spring that it's been, as well as the fast and furious planting season that we have had and the work that producers have done to get that corn crop in the ground.
Yeah, Sarah, fast and furious is exactly right. So the last 2 weeks, the farmers have made considerable progress. We have gone from 5% with the very first week of planting when farmers were first able to get into the field to now 72%. We're thinking over last weekend and this early couple of days of the week that we will have achieved, you know, well over 90% of our acres. That's based on 3.8 million acres. So we're really excited about the progress that the farmers have made. Really thankful for this beautiful weather that we've had. And so we know fields are drying out. We know farmers are working and working as fast as they can. And so all is good. And so we're really excited about this planting year.
Some new farmers have made their way onto the board. Visit with me about some of the new faces that are serving on the North Dakota Corn Council.
Yeah, so we had elections in two of our districts, and Terry Waylander termed off. He was with us for 8 years, and Jason Rayner, he also termed off. He was also with us for 8 years, served two terms. We're grateful for their service. And now we have Matt Powell from Hope, North Dakota. He's going to be joining us here. We're going to do a training as soon as we get through this planting season, and Justin Halverson from Sheldon. So two new board members, we're going to get them trained up and ready to go, and they understand so that they understand the nature of this role and being trustees for the farmers that are paying the truck off here in North Dakota. We'll get them trained up this summer once planting gets, finished up here and they get their equipment put away. So we're excited to have two new faces. We're excited for their new ideas and new thoughts that they're going to bring for the board. And so that's a new transition for us, and we're happy about that.
And let's talk a little bit about the Nourish the Future Feeding and Fueling the World workshop that's coming up. This is happening June 15th and 16th at NDSU. This is really a call out to teachers that there is still room to register for this. And you aren't only going to walk away with education, but you're also going to walk away with a few hundred dollars worth of supplies and resources for your classroom.
They're going to learn how to make ethanol and how to make diesel, renewable diesel, you know, what that goes into in a lab, very small quantities, of course. But June 15th and 16th, it's here at NDSU. It's a teacher education where they can get resources, like you mentioned, and learn how to talk about agriculture, how to talk about corn and soybeans and all of the things that we are using corn and soybeans for as far as fuel and feeding. June 15th, 16th, we're still looking for 7 teachers. And so it's a great opportunity. They can get continuing education credits. And it's 2 days of, you know, basically a free education session where you can learn more about agriculture and learn about, two very important industries here in North Dakota. And so we will be there on the 15th talking about corn for a little bit. And it's just a really great session, really great opportunity for teachers in the area.
To get registered or for more information, you can head to nourishthefuture.org. Once again, that is Gene Henning with the North Dakota Corn Council. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.